New York already has a law that says new legislators can't keep their pensions if they're convicted of a felony crime. But in order to strip the pensions from convicted senators and assembly members who are already serving in the legislature, the state's constitution needs to be changed. Governor Cuomo says his bill is essentially a no-brainer.
I think it is insult to injury to tell the people of the state the person who's going to be convicted for abusing the public trust, and then you're supposed to pay them a pension. I mean, that's lunacy, frankly.
Cuomo and legislative leaders actually agreed to the measure over a year ago in March of 2015. It would amend the state's constitution to end the pensions for elected officials who are convicted felons. But the measure has stalled in the assembly, where Democrats believe the bill needs to be narrowed so that lower-level officials or some union members would not be included in its provisions. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he's confident, though, that a consensus will be reached.
Pension forfeiture, we know, is something that is extremely important to get done, and I do believe we're going to get that done.
Senate Republicans like the bill as it is written. They don't want to make changes. Majority Leader John Flanagan, following a private leaders' meeting with Governor Cuomo, says he does believe, though, an agreement can come before the legislature adjourns on June 16th, but he did not offer any details.
So all part of the discussion about ethics and all those types of issues. No resolution, but that's why we meet. These are the kinds of things that we're going through.
The state's controller, Tom DiNapoli, has had to calculate and sign off on pensions for former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and former Senate Leader Dean Skelos, who are both convicted felons, and a number of other lawmakers who've also been convicted of felonies. The pensions paid out total hundreds of thousands of dollars. DiNapoli says he'd like to see the law changed, too.
It's overdue for the legislature to conclude their negotiations and take positive action on that. So hopefully that'll be one of the items that'll be wrapped up by the time session ends.
When it comes to other reforms, Cuomo and the Senate and Assembly are at odds. Cuomo supports closing the so-called LLC loophole, which allows limited liability companies to skirt campaign donation limits. Assembly Democrats have passed a bill to close the loophole, but Senate Republicans are opposed. They argue that if businesses are hampered from giving large donations, it would give labor unions an unfair advantage. The governor would also like to strictly limit outside income for state lawmakers. The cases against both of the former legislative leaders involved illegal use of outside income. The assembly supports a different measure to restrict outside income, but the Senate has rejected the concept, saying there's value to having a part-time legislature where members belong to other professions. Senate Republicans and Governor Cuomo say they support some form of term limits, but that's something the Assembly rejects, says Speaker Hastie.
We believe people have the right to limit people's terms, and that's called elections. And for us, we don't believe that after a certain year, you go from being an honest person to a dishonest person based on the number of years that you serve in office.
Cuomo says lawmakers should be embarrassed to adjourn without making changes, given all the ongoing scandals. He says he's cautiously optimistic, though, that some ethics reforms will get done before the legislature adjourns. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.